I don't wanna go to work. I just wanna chill and play all day. Look him dead in the face and say, I wish I could just be still asleep while you work.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Jobs Blow podcast with Brianna and Josh and Jack.
The podcast for dreamers with and without day jobs.
We're so glad to be back after a year, a full year, and we're looking forward to sharing more inspiring stories as well as perspectives on surviving life in and after and still during a pandemic.
Yes, Josh, because let's be honest, everything is still upside down and talking about pursuing a dream job feels even more aspirational than it did before. That's why we're going to pivot, which is the most annoyingly overused word in the last year, and focus on the reality of what we're living in. So I guess this is a good place to start. What's the name of the show?
We're going to call it COVID-19 1 year later.
All right. So what was the date? Friday, March 13th?
I think my last day of work was the 15th, March 15th.
All right. Well, mine was, we didn't even open Friday, March 13th. We were told Thursday not to come in. And that's when it all started. And I think we still had a couple shows, though, in the can. I think we still posted maybe a few in March.
And then we released like one or two at the end there.
Yeah.
Right before we couldn't even keep going, at least at the moment, because you weren't allowed to be inside anywhere. So we couldn't be in our regular studio at the comic strip.
No.
And then we didn't have a choice. Nobody had a choice. You had to put it all on hold. I know personally for me, the last weekend of performing Drunk Shakespeare, we were like, they let us have like, you know, 50% capacity, and like we would sell out a show, and then like, so we were only technically allowed half the people in there, but then every show leading up to that last date on the 15th just kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller until finally the last show maybe had like 17 people strewn out around the whole theater.
Well, and that show was pretty in your face. I mean, like close quarters. So did anyone you work with, do you know, did anyone have COVID at any point?
So we ended up having one person we found out later on, like, you know, they're like, hey, just to let everyone know, I got it. It was pretty bad, you know, so obviously we were all nervous. I didn't hear of anybody else getting it. I didn't get it, at least to my knowledge, I didn't get it. But that last weekend, I there was like a bravado about it too. I was like, oh, I'm going to keep working. You tell the producers, I'm keep coming in. And then when the whole city shut down and we started like really hearing the like severity of what could happen to you, I was like, okay, maybe I'm not going to go in anymore. And yeah, but that last show on that Sunday, people were literally at the furthest reaches of the theater that they could be. And for such an in-your-face show, it was weird. It was just a weird – every show with the last 4 years was packed every night. So to do it for that few people, it just was the weirdest experience. And then here we are.
I mean, honestly, the last show that we taped with Shane – I don't know if you remember, I refused to even touch your hand, like to shake your hand, because it was my husband and my daughter, quite honestly, are super germaphobes. So in February, he was like, you need to, you know, sit away from people on the subway. Don't touch I don't usually touch the poles without gloves on anyway, but like I became super hypersensitive when I was on the subway, and I took the train for like an hour to get to where I worked in Brooklyn. Right. So it was a long ride.
The Cookie Company, we still love them. We still.
Yeah, well, I'm doing a project for them, but we'll
that's cool.
That. Yeah,
what are they? Yeah. What's their name again? Just say
Michelle and Augustine.
Oh, it's so delicious.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But so that's what happened.
Well, if you think about it too, that time, you know, that was probably as dangerous of a time as it was. We didn't know anything. Nobody was really wearing masks because no one knew the severity of it. So everybody was still kind of walking around. Did you go to the supermarket at all at the beginning?
Ironically,
it was out of control.
I went Thursday, March 12th, I went that night and was in a line that was wrapped around the store. Nobody had masks on.
Right.
And I kept standing there thinking, oh my God, this does not feel like a good place to be now.
And then everybody, nobody knew. Everyone's, it'll be a week, a couple weeks, a month, a bad snowstorm. you know? No well, one had any idea how.
And I know you said you didn't have it, Josh. I, knock on wood, have not had it. And Jack, you didn't have it, right?
No.
No.
You don't think you'd have it?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, the thing is, like, I was working on set. It was like my job.
Right.
I don't know if it's ever been.
Which set. You got, what, a week before everything closed, right?
Yes and no. I was working as a PA for a while, just on various shoots here and there. And then I got a full-time gig in New York on a shoot, on a production. And then I got, you know, a little bump and I started, you know, working, well, I don't know how much I can disclose, but a little higher up.
Right.
And so I got that like 2 weeks before everything shut down. So it was like, you know, I was on a high. I was like, wow, like I'm really doing this. It's crazy.
Well, but the nice thing is, Jack, you are still doing it, right?
Yes.
You're doing it.
Bravo. Congratulations. Yes. That's a big thing. So he's a dreamer with a job right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And Josh and I represent the without day jobs because unfortunately.
Well, you represent the sometimes and now starting to work more. And I represent the, does anyone want me to shovel their driveway people?
Well, I just started my job full-time in January and...
Last January.
Yes. And then by June, they laid off, of the 10 of us, 3 of us were laid off. And one of the other people was the CEO. So it was brutal. Unfortunately, the cookie business, a lot of it was in corporate offices. Right. So when corporate offices shut down, it was a big chunk of the business. But as I mentioned, I am working with them on a project right now. You know.
Which is interesting because the cookie industry probably exploded at the top of COVID. I know personally, I have exploded out of my pants. So, and I don't even know how much more I was eating. I must have obviously been eating more. Although I have I love to blame my troubles on other things. But I was basically, not to get too into it, I had a little acid reflux problem. So the doctor gave me this medication. He's like, take it twice a day. I've taken it twice a day. I feel great. I have no pain. But then I also gained 15 pounds, 20 pounds by a few months later. And then I started researching it. And it was very clearly, obviously something that could help you gain weight very easily. Right. But there's no pill to take to lose it, you know? So I'm shit, here I am. I obviously it's a sedentary life for the most part right now, but those pills didn't help. So
the problem for me is I always was grateful for all the walking that I did in the city because I hate the gym. So I walked, a lot. And now that's not happening.
Yeah, the stairs up and down the subway alone is just enough. I was doing Drunk Shakespeare, running around like a maniac during that show, sweating like crazy. That was all the physical activity I needed. That was great. That was fine.
Well, we're all still in our homes.
Thanks, Cookies.
Which is nice. But Jack is living rent-free, which is even better because much like his generation, many returned home to their parents, which I'm just jealous that you get to live rent-free. And
good for you, Jack.
Have your laundry done.
Good time.
Do you like it? Is it going well? Is it any issues about being home again?
No. I still forget to take the trash down every now and again. I get yelled at.
Do you get grounded?
I mean, the world's grounded me.
Oh, that was
that's well played.
Very philosophical.
I think we all feel that way. We all feel that way, Jack.
Didn't you say though that it's actually is there any kind of I don't know, coming back home, therapeutic, seeing your parents in a different state, yourself, anything like that, new realizations by being home again?
I don't know. It's just such a weird time. It's one of those things where it's
you can't even be the rom-com and meet your high school girlfriend at a bar and rekindle because no one can go anywhere.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's just weird, you know, cause it's not cause I had moved out, you know, so to move out and then move back at a couple of years later, it's woof,
right?
What's going on here? Am I supposed to be moving out? I don't know. This is pretty sweet.
Right.
A few meals a day, like.
Well, you do you who cooks? Does your mom cook or dad? Or?
No, I usually cook.
Oh.
But you, me and my mom will tag team. You know,
really?
Just some good meals going. Yeah, we've been cooking some fish. Did a nice little fish boil a couple nights ago. I made this a little broccoli rabe and sausage with a little olive oil drizzle like on top.
Over wow.
Like, some what was it? I used penne. I should have used spaghetti, but you know.
All I know is, as a mother, I can imagine that your mother is loving having you home and this time together. And I say that because I keep reminding myself with all this time that I'm getting with Ella that how lucky that we are for that. Because, I mean, besides the appreciation that
right.
I have for the simple things in life that I maybe didn't consider before, right. I just, you know, when will we, I mean, I really don't wish a pandemic on us ever again.
Right.
So hopefully we don't ever have this again.
But don't you in a way feel like, you know, all the news aside and everything, just from that perspective alone of spending so much time with Ella, right. And Brian, right. Like, don't you feel like in a way it's also been like for people in our situation, a huge blessing. Like, again, I don't wish a pandemic. Obviously the death is crazy. And I've seen people get so sick. Friends of mine who are living alone, you know, who are usually social butterflies or performers who are usually out every night being stuck at home. It is not a good situation for them. I understand. But if you have a family and you're getting to see them so much, like they're, was that a good thing for you? Was that not a good thing for you?
No, that's what I just said. I'm looking at the positive of it. The negative, though, is I haven't seen any of my other family that live in Ohio and California in, you know, more than a year. Right. So, you know, the plus is great, but there's also the negatives. So I just hold on to the positives because what else can you do?
Well, right. I'll give you a good example of how it's to go back to your question. Just thought of this, how it's weird,
right?
You know, everyone's working from home now. Every bit of business is done via Zoom, and you know, whatever the fuck, you know. So I'm on a meeting. This is like really early on. You know, I'm sitting in the kitchen. I'm on a meeting. You know, with a few people who, again, I don't know how much like I can really say, but. They're pretty high up people involved in, you know, a couple TV shows across like New York, LA, Vancouver. You know, they're figuring out how to get shows back in the age of COVID, right? Just all this really like important, you know, jargon, this, you know, rates, that, oh, like millions of dollars at stake. And I'm sitting there, you know, I'm taking a few notes, like I'm kind of just listening along. All of a sudden, I feel someone come up behind me and start to give me a kiss in the cheek. I look at my mom.
You're on video?
Yeah. I'm on video.
Oh, mom. And, like, I love that.
Oh, God. Like, please, nobody have seen that. Please, nobody seen that.
Right.
I don't think anyone else did, hopefully.
Right.
But I saw her crack a smile. She thought it was funny.
Oh, man, my God.
That's where I'm at right now in my life.
Right.
26-year-old getting kisses from his mommy while in business meetings.
Right. Well, that's part of rent. That's like your rent requirement now. Yeah. You don't pay anything, but I'm going to kiss you on your cheek during meetings.
Yeah.
What about other dynamics? Have you fallen into other, like, those dynamics that you had when you were younger? Like, are those things still there? Do they... You know what I mean? Expectations, like you said, the garbage. Okay, but like, you know, like not take out the garbage, but like other things. Are you? I don't know. I can't imagine. I mean, like anything like that. Put you on the spot. Sorry.
I know it's like I'm trying to think. Here's the thing. It's like at a certain point, it's like no time has passed. You know what I mean? Just because I've been in and around my home for years. You know.
Right.
College. It's like, you know, I graduated college, came back, you know, for a little while. Then I moved to New York for a bit, came back, moved to New York, back to New York, came back, you know, blah, blah, blah. So right. You know, the dynamic's pretty much the same. You know, my mom loves me. She thinks I'm great. My dad thinks I'm an idiot. That's pretty much okay. Day in and day out. That's usually the dynamic. And
wow.
No matter how far I go or what I end up doing, it's pretty much going to follow that kind of pattern, I think, for the rest of the
week. Well, I mean, like, from a comedic standpoint, too, it'd be like, so are you seeing anyone? You're like, nobody's seeing anyone, Mom. I can't even date if I wanted to right now. I don't even know. Yeah, a girlfriend? Like, you know.
My mom was like, oh, you know, I was talking to Jenna a couple nights ago, and her niece is gorgeous, and I think you should meet her. I was like, great. You know,
set up the Zoom call, Ma. What are you doing?
Years from now, when people can meet in person.
Where's Jenna, though? Is she in your hometown? Is your mom trying to keep you local? Is this what she's doing?
I don't know where these people are.
Oh, okay.
Location, like, to me, they just make no, it don't make a difference anymore.
She's like, Jack, you don't have to wear a condom, but you wear a mask. Do you understand me?
That's pretty, there you go. That's life.
All right. Well, I think something else that we had talked about when we were prepping for this show was kind of the, when you get COVID, you lose two senses, right? Your taste and your smell. And beyond that, during COVID, I feel like we've lost a lot of other senses, and I think we've gained some. So we want to kind of talk about, you know, making sense of it all, senses that we've lost or senses that we've gained.
We should also say, too, in that regard, that so we are coming back, just for a time perspective, we're coming back just about a year later. Like Brianna said, our last show was taped sometime at the end of February, early March, and it's a year later. So we tried different ways. Everybody was trying via Zoom. We're Zooming right now. We're kind of jumping on the backs of everybody, seeing how reliable it is. Other podcasts finding a way to make it work. We could have come back about maybe 6 months ago, but in the midst of the pandemic, you know, seeing that people were still reeling and not everybody was landing in places they wanted to, Jack being at home, just kidding. But, you know, we wanted to give it a little bit extra time and say, you know, what, you know, so it's a full year, so we can really touch base later and say who landed where and what are people's stories and journeys and people who still persevered. And so, you know, please let us know too if the Zoom is working for you. If it's clear, we're going to keep doing it. It'll really kind of help us expand, maybe interview more people around the world and not just coming into a studio. Of course, we would love to get back to a studio, but so.
And we're going to invite some previous guests on to talk about where they are in their journeys, because as you can imagine, many of them were, you know, starting their own businesses or, you know,
right,
just, you know, trying to make a go of a dream. And unfortunately, this has killed many.
Look at some of our very successful guests, right? Restaurateurs, people who were, you know, dealing with, you know, people face to face on a daily basis. Other people were internet based, other guests we had, and, you know, they're still doing well. Everybody's been affected differently. Brianna's talked a little. Jack's been doing great. Josh, you know, is crying 3/4 of every day. So, you know, we're all in different places, and that's okay. But, you know, we want to hear your stories too, and we want to tell this, you know, some more stories about how people persevere in general and across a pandemic.
All right. So, making sense of it all, let's talk about top sense that you boys have lost, you men have lost during this last year, would you say?
Sense I've lost?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? You go. Give me an example.
I definitely sense of fashion. I have not worn a bra or clothes.
Awesome.
I did get dressed for you guys, but essentially,
you do look very nice right now.
I have put zero effort in like the majority of the
but
last
you don't
year.
You dress up, you clean up nice, you know, you put a little red lipstick on, you know, you're good like that. It takes me, I need a designer, I need people that, like, it's it's never that easy for me. So
well,
I
think it's funny because, you know, Brian has always been like, I really like you natural, blah blah blah,
right?
And recently I put makeup on and he was like, well, hello, and I'm like, so how do you really like me? Because you've been looking at natural for a year straight. Suddenly you're like welcoming the makeup.
Right. Or maybe he's just noticing it. That's it. Like you were always dressed like that. That's okay too.
How about you, Jack? What sense did you lose?
Sense of time.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Days just mesh together.
Blur's day. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I wake up and I'll have a cup of coffee. I'll get to work. And then at some point I look at the clock and it's 7 hours later and I'm like, all right, another day.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And then I'll realize it's Saturday the whole time. And it's like, it's just like, you know, I don't know. It's just so desensitizing.
Well, no, I actually, someone said something to me about it being Friday. And I was like, honestly, does it really matter? And the only reason it does matter is because I don't stress as much about not having a job on Saturday and Sunday. But once Monday comes back, I feel like I have to really start stressing about it again.
Right. Well, the work week then is like Monday to Wednesday, Thursday afternoon tops. And you're like, after that, it's just a weekend. What's the difference? So I think my answer would be less of a sense of that I've lost, more of a sense that it's changed. And I would say it's my sense of urgency. You know, before all this, I was always pushing and hustling for what's that thing that can get me to that next level, or, you know, that next production, or, you know, find another revenue stream or something like that. And then the urgency changed to be like, I am not going to have this much free time ever again in my life. What are things that I could get done that I've always wanted to get done? And it started, some stuff was small, like, you know, organizing family videos that we've had on VHS tapes. And I spent hours transferring them to digital files and then putting them up on YouTube so that my family could see and enjoy, including me and my kids forever. Because again, like you said with Ella, like, I'm here working for all intents and purposes. I have one kid homeschooling. The other kid is not in school, so it's occupying him all day while my wife works, you know, from home. So we're exhausted. Like 8 o'clock rolls around, we're exhausted, you know. But also realizing that, like, I'm spending every minute with them and I'm enjoying every minute of them. If anybody is at home with their kids and they just can't wait for their kid to get out of the house, you know, fuck you, honestly, because this is the best. You get to spend this time with your kids you're never going to spend again. You're going to wish you had back. So you should be enjoying every second of that time, and whatever the challenge is, like, enjoy the challenge of it. Like, I go outside to just go shovel the snow and my kids can't stop hugging me to leave the house. Like, when am I ever going to get that again?
Well, no. And playing off of that, because for senses that we've gained, I was going to say sense of family, because I feel 100% the same way, which I've already said before. But I also, I appreciate family all the more. I appreciate family all the more because of the ones that I haven't seen either. And I'm hoping that my stepmother can come in the next month since she's finally getting the vaccine. For me, what I've gained is more of a sense of family. I have had it before, but I definitely have it more now. What about you, Jack?
Yeah.
What have you gained?
I don't know. I think I do love the fashion, if I'm being totally honest.
So the sweatpants and the hoodie that you're wearing right now?
Consider it a gain then. Your fashion.
Yeah. Well, because I was always in the camp of, like, leisure chic is the look of the future. I was on that tip long before anybody else.
Well, my fashion hasn't changed. I was wearing jeans and a hoodie before. I've been wearing a hoodie.
You don't wear jeans now.
Not at home, but, like, I have a hoodie and, like, a zip-up fleece that I've always worn.
Jean shorts guy at best.
Right. Like, you know, sleeping shorts. Have you guys gone at all where it's like 4 days in a row and you're like, I haven't changed?
Actually, no. Days. One of the things I do, though, is a 24-hour outfit. Like, I'll take a shower, I'll put something on, and I keep it on until I take another shower.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I wear it and I sleep in it. And right.
Or you start planning 2 days later. You're like, I know I have to shovel tomorrow, so I'm not going to change out of these clothes so that I shovel in these dirty ass clothes. And then I'll take those off and wash all of those and change. No, I'm the only one.
No, okay. But I do like that Jack turned what I felt was a loss of a sense into actually a gain. I appreciate that, Jack. And I really, I would be happy if society as a whole embraced this new less is more attitude when it comes to fashion. Because I too.
Too much pressure.
I too embrace the elastic waistband way more than the other options.
See, I agree with both of you, in but I also, you know, I the sense that a sense that I gained is also a sense of time too, of that, like, you know, really taking advantage of. So my loss, my change was also my gain, you know, like really appreciating the time. And the family aspect that you said was I for me personally will just say that I appreciate my immediate family, you know. And I don't know, I feel like since, you know, the end of, since the election and everything, and now that he's Biden's president, at least for me, it's been an easier time. I'm way less stressed. I'm not reading the news every 2 seconds, you know, like it just feels like less like of a sense of like of craziness. I don't know, how do you guys feel about that?
No, I agree. I don't wake up every morning dreading like to hear what the newest tweet or or like just insane thing that's been said. So yeah, no, I agree 100%.
I just think the biggest thing for everyone to take away is time. Whether or not you worked or you didn't work or you were sad or you were happy, we all went through the full cycle. Performers, I know, just I'm sure like other people went through the same thing. Everybody's putting their best face out there and trying to be funny or trying to handle it, but like there's a big gap of and fear now, this darkness of what's going to happen, when does it come back, how does it come back. I've seen other people in my in shows that I was in leave town now or have babies and their lives are everyone's, you know, changing. I just think that everyone needs to acknowledge where they are, and you know, there's no hiding behind it, it's no shame, and just appreciate the time that you have to do these different things, because once the engine starts revving up again and you know everything is full steam ahead, you know, you're gonna wish you had this kind of time back.
Well, and as we wrap up, I would love to know from the two of you, what's your like go to if you are getting overwhelmed, and you know, what is your outlet? Like, you know, some people work out, you know, some people, I don't know, do art therapy. Jack, what do you do when you know you're feeling overwhelmed by the whole situation?
Oh, well,
drink.
I can't anymore. All of it tastes bad. It's kind of boring after a month.
I don't drink anymore right now. I haven't really had a drink since November.
Yeah, it's just the flavor of that just got completely ruined. But yeah. I think at this point, it's a lot of jogging, and then I got myself an upright bass with my stimulus check way back when.
Yes, all right.
Stimulate the local Craigslist economy.
Yeah. There you go.
Good for you.
Went out and met this guy, and I don't know, some, you know, rural New Jersey town just like popped in, you know, and he was selling this bass, and brought it home. And now anytime I'm a little overwhelmed, I'll just pluck that bad boy and, you know.
Well, he's going to make
a band. And you're in a band anyway, so yeah. It helps, right?
But yeah, we've been using it too. I've been recording with it, and we've been having a good time with it. It's a lot of fun.
So he's going to make us look bad, Josh, because I definitely don't have exercise or anything artistic right, on my either. List.
Right.
I was doing yoga, but then I fell off because I had surgery and I just never got back to it.
How you feeling, by the way, with all that?
Good. But if I have an addiction in life, and the thing that I use to escape is definitely television, and I have escaped through Netflix, Prime Video, any number of shows. But I am inspired by you, Jack. So now that I've finished Bridgerton,
well, what were you watching? Did you have like a plan for how to attack your TV addiction? Or
no, you know, when it started, I had a job, so you know, I entered this whole space with a very positive, we're going to get through this mentality, and then
so what'd you watch for that?
The first part was Gilmore Girls with Ella, you know, it's just like a young gal trying to raise her daughter.
It really is a good show.
It really is.
I won't admit it, but like,
It's a really good show. The only depressing thing about Gilmore Girls is now everybody's like 20 years older. So you're watching it going, oh my God.
They're the people that did Maisel, Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah. And then phase two was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you know, while the world was upside down here. and I was unemployed now and not leaving my bunker and, nice. You know, seeing the inhuman behavior of people who are asked to wear masks.
Right.
It was very, very like kind of aligned. And
I know my answer now. All right. Yeah. Keep going.
And then now phase three, it's Malcolm in the Middle, which as you can tell, these shows are geared towards a 12-year-old,
right.
You know, but that show's all about like kind of getting through the hysteria, just, you know, pushing forward with your family and
right.
with a sense of humor.
What about Brian? Does he watch too?
He did not. Well, he was not a fan of Gilmore Girls, and he does watch. He did watch Agents and Malcolm.
So, what about WandaVision? You guys,
we're holding off until it all because we like to like you know barrel through. So
I think you just gave me my. I didn't realize it because I was gonna say eating like especially at first. Look, I'm a stress eater. I definitely was. I was eating. I wasn't just like eating three meals a day. I was like eating. Four or five meals a day, you know. I didn't realize that probably.
As long as they're small, Josh, it's all
right. Yeah, they were. It was like not snacking on like candy snacks. I'd be like eat a meal and then I'd go back and eat a, like a little snack of that leftover. You know what I mean? So that definitely didn't help with the weight gain at all. But it's fine. I feel fine. But one thing I totally forgot and you just reminded me was my 6-year-old girl and my 3-year-old boy. I don't know how it happened, maybe from just watching it, but we got them into the whole Avengers saga, right? Everything. Like, we watched every movie, and now my daughter is, like, obsessed. And, like, we watch WandaVision every week, and she goes on these crazy theories of things. She's 6. Like, I don't know if that's normal or not, you know? But, like, she is calling back things, and it's just so fun for me because I'm so into it. So it's like – and my wife is into it too. Shane's into it too. And the little guy, you know, whatever, he just is like, Hulk, it's Hulk. You know, he loves it. But my daughter is so into it, and it just created this, like, bond for us that we can talk about it all the time. And like, I'm not just, like – I'm not just saying, like, she has good ideas. She had this one theory that I actually, at the end of watching Endgame, and I was like, I literally don't even have an answer for that. That's like an amazing question, you know? So for me, that kind of has been something fun for us to like look forward to and enjoy and talk about and, I don't know, bonding in a different way, like that whole TV thing. Good answer, Brianna. Thank you.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, for me, TV, it's the end of the day when I have to stop stressing about my job situation.
Right.
And I just escape into whatever world we're currently right. watching.
So if you're listening to this, don't worry. Jack is okay. But if you need anybody in PR or writing or podcasting or producing or comedy or just really good organizational people, you should call us, like on the phone. And ask us to work for you.
All right. Well, thank you for joining our first episode back for
we're back, baby!
2021. We're thrilled to be back. We hope you'll stay with us as we push forward and, you know, continue in interviewing inspiring guests or people that are holding it together.
Right. So thanks again. And check out our website. You know, everything is still up live if you're just finding our podcast. I definitely was honored to hear that some people were listening, even though we hadn't been up for a year and, you know, asking for more. And thank you so much for anybody who's listening and still following us. We're going to do our best to bring more stories to you and hopefully not just inspire you, but inspire ourselves as well. What is the website again? It's jobsblowpodcast.com. Subscribe, review, tell your friends, send love, send money, anything you can.
We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. Jack is on Instagram.
What are you, Jack? Jack, what are you?
Don't follow me.
Okay, don't follow Jack.
Jack doesn't post.
Anna also doesn't. You know what? Don't follow any of us. As of right now, none of us want to be followed. But the podcast you can follow at Jobsblow Podcast on Instagram. And we just really appreciate it. So thanks. And if you have any suggestions for guests, let us know.